Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, no Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees, and in the U.S. you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Yo gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive-by on a president. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind is what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. And it shouldn't blast. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Allah.
Allah. The creator. I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day and night. Emax the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground. Durant Sean.
And welcome back once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 7, and oh wow, verse 33. And that M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation, an acronym for Music Activism News. Lake City Radio on Blog Talk, if you're there, I appreciate it. But feel free to call 646-478-0944 and be a part of the discussion. Ooh-wee, I have a lot of people on the phone line so far. So I will say the disclaimers, if you will. Disclaimer number one, you get info on the show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone, for any and all information that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music or even Lake City Music. Call and blame Boogie Me at 646-478-0944. I promise I'll do my best to listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, just stay silent and go back on hold. If you change your mind, you can call back and press one. Wow, I have about five different phone callers. So let's go through some things real fast and in a hurry to get them out of the way. Top 10 music and entertainment for Monday to a Monday, because if I don't do it now, I won't get to it. So number 10, you know, Nate Martin Day. More on that in just a little while. Number 9, Black Odyssey. Number 8, Black House Sound. Number 7 was the 50th anniversary Edge Hill Community Church Cookout More on that in just a little while. Number six, Uncle Sam Barbecue. More on that. It debuted. That'll be in a little while. Number five, wow, it was a youth gospel concert. I know Reverend Pinckney was promoting and pushing that for another church, and that happened the past Saturday. That was nice. Number four, Earn Smith's birthday celebration. More on that in just a little while. Number three, 1008 Vision, the marriage. More on that in a little while. Number two, the hip-hop 45-year birthday street promotion took a big jump. More on that later on. And then the biggest jump was the hip-hop remix. More on that in a little while as I look at my phone lines. I'm going to do something that is going to be considered pretty smart, and that is to continue to get certain things out of the way. So what I will do is start things off the best way possible, and I want to at least get maybe one solid thing out of the way and just let people know that if they choose to, because it is very, very important, you can definitely be a part of certain things coming up. I want to let people know because I think today is the last day for voting. So the Spin Awards, you can go vote at www.thespinawards.com. And the reason being is we've got to look out for her because she's looked out for a lot of our artists' music. Best Radio Show, Voices of Faith. Blog Talk Spreaker Box Host of the Year, Tina Hobson. Blog Talk Spreaker Radio Broadcast of the Year, I Am a Superwoman Radio. Internet Personality of the Year, Tina Hobson. Station of the Year, Tina Hobson. Internet Radio Announcer of the Year, Tina Hobson. Producer of the Year, Tina Hobson. You know, she does gospel programs and has played a lot of Black House Sounds music. Definitely deserves that, and definitely make sure to go and vote for some of those categories. As I do go through things, before I go to the phone line, I want to let people know that you can. Yes, you can. Definitely check out none other than Joseph Motley, M-O-T-L-E-Y Jr. on Facebook, on YouTube. You can Facebook Black House Sound Open Mic. You can also face Kilroy. Also, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on VoiceOfRadio.com. I have talked so long that I know people are probably tired of my voice already. I get tired of it. Friends Fellowship Bible Church is also on Facebook, as well as the official Hurricane Bang Facebook page. And you can Facebook Fred Barkley Facebook Live Group. I'm going to the first phone caller. Wow, look at this. 216-609. 216-400, 216-209, 216-209, two different 209 phone numbers. Don't get confused. I've come through to you. 216-609, you're on live. Hope I didn't talk too much.
No, no, no. The sheriff, one of the best Monday night programs, as in the radio form, exists in Cleveland, Ohio. I am so honored to be on the air right now. Also want to let people know, if you can go to that Joseph Motley Jr. Page off YouTube. I'm serious, guys. If you listening right now, I'm really serious about this. Check out the video, Lift Every Voice. It's up to you as fans or viewers. You choose to want to go to Joseph Motley Jr. YouTube page and check that out. But if you do, I really think you will like what you hear. The song is called Lift Every Voice. I put the song out, I think, about 4 months ago, so don't quote me on that because I didn't look at the actual date. But I know it haven't been more than 6 months, and I know that on the local side of me really not trying to promote it at all without a video to it, it almost reached 600 views itself, on itself, because of the message that's conveyed over that track. So if you check out the track, you will see that it's an uplifting track about spirituality, also about just my regular life. So if you're a fan and you think I haven't made because I'm driving or I work with children and I talk about the Lord and I get on the radio station, I'm always talking about let's uplift, and you probably think I don't go through things. I go through things like everybody else. I was just talking to a mentor today, and I was saying, you know, it's hard being a grown-up. But when I was a teenager and younger than that, like most of us was, I couldn't wait to be grown. And now that I'm really there, responsibility is a whole another monster, if you know what I mean, on the positive side. But for ones that are dealing with death and grief and things to that nature, I want to keep them in my prayers, even though I don't know them. But I will hopefully be listening out to who will be talking on your show, because sometimes you hear about politicians, sports, and then sometimes you hear about crooked cops killing people. And then sometimes you hear about a little bit black power on this program. Mm-hmm. So once again, this program is strong. I feel it's strong for the simple fact when I first started with you in this program, y'all never turned y'all back on me. Even when my music wasn't doing too well or whatever, y'all always backed me up. So I just want to clap for this Monday night program, Man Out in the Streets, because it's so needed. And I wish so many local artists knew of this program, and some of them know of it, but for all the fans that's listening in, if you have a nephew or uncle or brother or sister or anyone that do music and they're not really practicing what they say they want to do, don't hate on radio stations like this when it's advertised every day, all day, and you constantly hear how to call and be involved. So don't hate on the next man after the next man and did something that you wanted to do. Stop being scared. Participate. So, like, right now, if you really want to comment, but every time the sheriff hit that button for you to comment, you don't know what to say, think about this. If you keep waiting to say something, you maybe never say nothing because you're waiting for a perfect time. If a perfect time is really relevant for human beings, we talking about everything perfect. If that was really real, then it wouldn't be no problems, now would it? And I leave you with that question. So you got to take chances. Blackout Sound make real Cleveland music. Shout out to Carl Powers, the third Milligram, Bang, the Sheriff, and so many other people that keep Blackout Sound as a flow. Voice of Radio, Fred Barkley for his film work, Major Taps, for some of the love that he feel about our music, just so many people. Eastside, just so many. Ronnie B, oh my right. God, the list just keep going and going. Phenomenal, phenomenal people. Eric Wilson, yeah, check him out on Facebook. Check that man out, man. The dude did work with Bone Thugs and Harmony. But far as Blackout Sound, we really own it. And we're going to keep doing what we're doing, like Black Odyssey, and we're just going to keep pushing. The Sheriff, make real Cleveland music. Joe Legacy, make real Cleveland music. Carl Powers, the third, make real Cleveland music, and I'm out.
Appreciate that, for real. Thank you so much, brother. And please feel free to hold a line. And we would definitely, like I say, check him out on those pages before I go to the 216400 or the 216209. He said so much that I have to go back and say, please remember that Joseph, M-O-T-L-E-Y, and on YouTube, Joseph Motley Jr. Also, I want to throw out there real quick that you can check out, if you choose, Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture on Facebook of a sheriff's hat, as well as I'm a Superwoman Radio is on Facebook, WHK 1220 AM, The Word, Saturdays 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, The Tony Fruit Show. And before I go to the next phone caller, then I will at least throw out there, wow, it was real nice to just say that the Edge Hill Community Church 50-year celebration and cookout barbecue, chicken, dogs, burgers, ice cream, beverages, it was beautiful, where all of us received a deck of Edge Hill Church playing cards, 50th anniversary. Irish music was played in the background. Down Solid Entertainment, Mr. Joseph Motley Jr., Black on Black Crown Incorporated, GMS Hood Famous TV, Beverly Goldstein and her team was there. I know that they are definitely Beverly Goldstein, that District 11 congressional seat. And basically speaking, they might say Highland Hills, but it's really Euclid Creek Park, Edge Hill Church. Now, I can let people know they meet every Sunday at noon at 2555 Euclid Heights Boulevard, Cleveland Heights, Ohio, 44106, or you can www.edgehillcc.org. Mama Porter was there as well, and I have to let people know on top of everything that what I found very nice is, didn't know it, Beverly Goldstein and her husband will be celebrating 50 years this coming year. Before I go to the 216-400 phone number, I better take the time and say congratulations, because it's in order. Congratulations to Ronnie B. and Janine Jones, who were married last Saturday, Maple Heights private celebration, as they'll have a major celebration next year. But they had to change their wedding plans up a whole lot because, unfortunately, last Thursday night to early Friday morning, Janine Jones lost her mother, Renee Jones. Funeral services will be this Saturday, 10 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time at Calhoun's Funeral Home at Rockside Road, Ohio. Rockside Road, rather, on Independence, Ohio. And, you know, Ronnie B is definitely the Hip Hop Workshop ambassador. I happen to be vice president of 1008 Vision, a company that was a brainchild out of his. And one thing I can say, he's always shown love for artists to come through his area, his region now, Twinsburg. Spent a lot of years on the front line with us, so definitely keep the family in prayer. Before I go pick on the 216-400 number and then the 216-209 phone number, I will also take the time at least throw out there and just say I thank you all for calling in. Right now, it is Marshall Avenue Back to School Safety Fair Block Party. It's not just a block party. It's not just a safety event. And it's not just a back-to-school event. It's everything wrapped in one. Don't miss it. Food, fun, and games, which will be Saturday, September 8, 2018, from 12 noon to 6 p.m. with free food and fun. You can contact Myra Simmons at 216-322-3227. And the event will happen at 9107 Marshall Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44104, with the MYRAPLACE at yahoo.com, MyraPlace at yahoo.com. So, you know, we were just asked after National Action Network event to do the same three-song set at this event. So Black House Sounds plans on being there. I'm going to go to the 216-400 phone number, 216-400. How you doing out there?
I'm doing fine, Mr. Porter. This is Mama Porter just calling to thank you and also congratulate our church because they said they have been this is 50 years, which is true. But I have been in in our same church that's connected in Chicago for 3 years, and I left Chicago coming to Cleveland in 1970. And I can say this, that the church has grown. And I can see that we'll probably begin to draw others into the fold. And the most people will know where we worship is St. Albans Church. And that is the truth. And most people have gone to St. Albans, years ago for, let's say, for VA, for a whole lot of things, I would say. The 12-step program. I know a lot of them know that. But anyway, 53 years is a long time, but still it seems very short. And I can say another thing that's amazing is in Chicago, Chicago and Cleveland was connected. And I didn't know it because our assistant pastor, Tamar Gray, had an aunt and uncle in Chicago, the Bellamy's. And it's amazing because when we left Chicago, Mrs. Bellamy was the one, and also Mr. Bellamy, made arrangements and everything for us to head to Cleveland. And I'm thankful for that. It's amazing. So we were connected and didn't know it until I came here and talked with, met Tamar, talked with her about it. She says, my aunt and uncle. So there you go, and those and their sons and children were, hey, their nephews. So anyway, take care. Have a good one. Oh, yes, and I'd like to thank you, Brother Joseph Motley Jr., Dollar Rock and his family, Iman Kingsley and his beautiful wife, and all the rest that came and helped to make our day beautiful. Everyone got on, got along beautifully. They brought many things. It was just a beautiful day. So thanks again, Mr. Porter. I think you hit the number because you invited about 11 guests. And most of them showed up. So thank you.
You are more
and
than welcome.
Please
hold on.
To the rest of the program.
Thank you so much. As a matter of fact, before I go to the 216-209, followed by the 216-848, let me take the time to at least throw this out here. I've got to be honest with my feelings, and I hope you'll go along with me before I go to the next phone callers. Dr. Beverly Goldstein, committed, passionate, caring. She shows up in the inner city all the time, and she has a plan to fix our reading problem. Former university professor, audiology professional, healthcare entrepreneur, experienced in drafting and getting legislation passed. Former vice president of Beechwood Schools Foundation, believes in the power of communities and wants to be accountable to District 11, not partying in D.C. Lived in the district since 1971 and knows the people and the problems. Now, her opponent, Marsha Fudge, I'm going to go straight to the literature and say, Marsha Fudge never shows up here. What has Marsha Fudge done in her 10 years in Congress to fix reading in Cleveland and E.C., East Cleveland? When Marsha Fudge went to party in Washington, D.C., she left Cleveland and East Cleveland behind. Abandoned homes, a toxic dump, starving families, no opportunities. 66% of adults in Cleveland can't read. Remember, I went into those numbers before. And, you know, it talks about before the Civil War, Democrats in the South passed laws preventing black folks from learning to read. This was immoral. Today, a majority of black adults in our inner city still can't read. And it's still immoral. Where's our leadership? Today, the issues are the same. If our citizens can't read, they can't do job training or get jobs. They remain in bondage. So, you know, before I go and say anything else, when they talk about slaves who are prohibited to read and write by law, the slave masters understood that their social control of the slaves couldn't be based solely on physical coercion. Knowledge was power, and virtually all slave codes established in the United States set restrictions making it illegal to teach slaves to read or write. The statute below, well, it was passed by the state of North Carolina in 1830-831, was fairly atypical, and it let people know, I read this, so I'm not going to get into it fully, but to have somebody actually hand over those type of statistics, it's very, very interesting when I go to the second and third parts of that, that be it further enacted that if any slave shall hereafter or attempt to teach any other slave to read or write, the use of figures accepted, he or she may be carried before any justice of the peace, and on conviction thereof shall be sentenced to receive 39 lashes on his or her bare back. That was the
and it lets you know that if a white man or woman be fined not less than $100 nor more than $200 or in prison if they taught read. And if a free person of color, definitely the same thing, except they got lashed. And so with that being said, I have to definitely support none other than Dr. Beverly Goldstein, District 11 congressional seat. Man in the Streets is a show that's out there in the streets. Just got to go along with that one. I'm going to 216-209. You can feel free to chime in on anything you want to. 216-209, going once.
Hello.
Hello. Okay.
This is Candidate Beverly.
Oh, wow. That's nice. You know, I'm going to say this.
I have figured out.
This.
I have figured out that politics is getting in the way of good picnics. That picnic
you know.
That was quite. I can't believe we came to that picnic. That was just one of the nicest picnics Michael and I have ever been to, ever.
I'm glad. And all I can say is I thank you for at least showing up to different places like East Academy, President's Council Business Chapter, Seeds of Literacy, Victory Center for Youth, Restore Cleveland Hope, which I know Black House Sounds will be a part of this year. So I'm going to give you at least 3 to 5 minutes to say whatever's on your mind.
Good evening, everybody. This is Candidate Beverly Goldstein. I live by Chagrin in Warrensville, and I'm married to Michael this year for 50 years, as Al mentioned. I am running for the U.S. House of Representatives seat in District 11, which includes Cleveland and Euclid, and it goes all the way down into South Akron. It's 32 cities, townships, and villages, and about 700,000 people. That makes it very difficult to meet everybody everywhere because you're only one person, and if you have a helper, you're only two people. As I've been talking to you and Art McCoy and the councilman in East Cleveland and many, many other people throughout our community, 2 years ago, we didn't actually figure the whole thing out. We thought if we could just be real proactive, bringing businesses back healthy in Cleveland and increasing job training for these businesses, we would be really moving forward. And it turns out that after we uncovered some additional statistics, besides the poverty statistics, the hunger statistics, the foreclosure statistics, the homeless statistics, the failing schools, the failing neighborhood safety, we stuck in a lot of categories, but this is what we figured out. We figured out that in order to get on the ladder of success, you have to step on the first rung of that ladder. And the first rung of that ladder is literacy, at least a ninth grade reading skill, possibly going through to a GED. So we've become passionate about taking a model that already exists in our community in the program called Seeds of Literacy, making that available in the format that it's in, because it's a fantastic format. People can come morning, afternoon, or evening. They can come when they can, and if they can't, there nothing is held against them. It's the opposite of attending a school program where so many absences either get you a lower grade or get you kicked out. This is, we're here for you. We're going to operate in your life and your schedule, and we're going to try to help you get yourself to a point where the government check isn't worth holding on to because you actually can make more money in an employment situation. So that's the major, major message of the campaign this year. The other major message is that I will have staff locally in my offices that will be required as one of their job requirements to communicate with several communities. So one person might be communicating with all the Summit County communities. Another person might be communicating with East Cleveland, Brantnall, and Glenville area. And they will be responsible to be speaking to these communities, to the key liaison that gets assigned to them once a week. So that Congressman Beverly Goldstein's office, although Beverly may be in Washington, D.C. for long periods of time, when I come home, I'll need to know what's going on, who do I need to go see, and what do we need to do back in Washington to make things better here. So it's not fancy. It's just the long and the short of it. Once you get that job training, you can go for a job. You're on the next level of the ladder. Then in that job, you might get promoted, next step up. Then somebody else finds out about you in another company and thinks, wow, this person's really good. We're going to give them another additional amount of money and bring them over to our company. And then we start getting people into the employment cycle that those of us who have spent our whole life in the employment cycle take for granted. When our daughter applied for promotion, she worked at American Airlines, which used to be located in Phoenix as United West, but they merged. Every time she wanted to go for a promotion, she had the skills to do it. So we're real proud of our kids. They are moving up the ladder in their respective areas. Everybody should be able to look at their kids and say that. So people looking at bridges and roads and buildings and neighborhoods, and that's what we're going to fix, and then everything's going to be fine, and we're going to look at people. We're going to look at people, try to meet them where they are. I don't mean only physically, but I mean capability-wise, and see, is everybody going to want to get themselves up and improve? No. What if we get half the people who want to do it? And once you become a really seriously employed person in your community, you end up paying taxes and you end up giving back to your community to allow your community to grow and thrive. So the community benefits, the person benefits, and our whole district benefits. Families benefit.
I appreciate that. As a matter of fact, I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. Hello?
I'm here, and I'm all about favors, unless you're trying to talk me out of money, because I don't have any.
I got you. I just want to ask you to do me a favor before we leave this phone call, because you said so much concerning literacy, jobs, all of that. The most important thing right now is how can people follow or be a part of your campaign?
Thank you so much for allowing me to give that information. We have several ways to do it. I am on Twitter at Bev Goldstein, and Twitter is going crazy. I've been on Twitter for 6 weeks, and I have over 7,500 followers in this very short period of time. People of all colors and financial levels are very excited about being able to improve District 11. We have a website. It's www.beverly4congress.com. Just a minute, Michael. On that website, we have a donate button and we have a volunteer button. And since we didn't want anyone to miss the donate button, it doesn't matter what page you're on, on the website, you can donate. The donate button is everywhere you need it to be. We have email, which is mike@beverlyforcongress.com. You can send donations as small as they can be. If you have something you want to contribute, we have a post office box, 22257 Cleveland, Ohio, 44122. And if you are just dying to speak to my husband, because you have some great plans to bring to our attention, his mobile phone number is 216-209-2600. The other thing I want to mention, so we need donations, we need volunteers, but we also need to know, are there things in your community that Congresswoman Goldstein should know about? I've already made a difference in communities being a candidate than our 10-year longstanding representative has made being our Congresswoman. She needs to go. She needs to move forward and do something that isn't people related. Because if you're going to go to Congress and you're going to represent 700,000 people, you better have everybody on your heart. Because if they're not on your mind and they're not on your heart, you're going to D.C. for the wrong reason.
Thank you all so much for calling in. And as I leave out, I just want to say that please, everybody out there who's listening, take in the information when you rehear this show. Please go back and follow it and follow the information to the source. And definitely feel free to contact my brother in all of this, Mike, because I'll tell you something. He's one of the realest people that I met. And, hey, congratulations on these, quote, unquote, 50 years. So you all stay blessed, stay up, and thank you for calling.
Thank you, Al. Remember, the website also has a volunteer button. We particularly need people to help walk our lit in Cleveland and East Cleveland. So anybody wants to get back to us, we've given you all the opportunities. If they don't remember all of those things, if you just go online to Beverly, the number four Congress, you will find how to reach us. And our Al Porter Jr., thank you for this opportunity to be on your show and to be thought so highly by you and by your mother, Hattie. You are a very lucky man to have that mother. You really are.
I'm into that. Hey, thank you both for that. And may you all have a solid evening.
All right, Al. And thanks for letting me have time on your show. All right, dear. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Yes, you both are definitely. Before I go to the 216-632, I would like to at least start this next one off by just saying that right now, sometimes I'm starting very early because elect Corrigan for county executive. Why? Peter J. Corrigan for county executive general election, which is Tuesday, November 8th. Hey, county corruption, economic malaise, and social issues such as child homicide have been a drag on the prosperity and happiness of the citizens of Cuyahoga County for years. And so right now, he's just saying, hey, I want to invigorate county administration in order to address these issues and to improve the delivery of services to everyone in the county. It's time to look to our future with hope and optimism. Is that important? Well, I think so, because what I've seen from Peter Corrigan is, when he hears from certain people in the community, he adds things to his platform that he can go out there and speak to people about, such as when he talked to former Black on Black Crime Incorporated President Ernest Harris. He added in precinct government to his platform. Also, paying special attention in East Cleveland. More jobs for people who live in an urban area, such as minority hiring, was added in there. In other words, he wants to count where the money's going, and his platform, which a part of it, not all of it, dealing with children's family services, which you know we've already had major problems with dealing with it in the first place. So I got to throw my muscle into somebody who's at least doing things and showing up. As a matter of fact, I want to also take the time to go and say that Ernest Smith, Vice President of East Cleveland City Council, had an elaborate birthday celebration last Friday night at Irving Joe's Cafe on Euclid Avenue. That's like a 44112 area code, corner of Euclid and Taylor Road intersection, where he had the reggae band Dub Flex doing a set. Definitely they did that in honor of Ernest L. Smith. Now check this one out. Peter Corrigan, Cuyahoga County Executive candidate, was there. Man in the street, the inner city Republican movement. Beverly Goldstein, District 11, congressional candidate. Fred Barkley's Facebook Live, National Action Network. Patricia Blahoviak of East Cleveland City School Board member, community center next door to that, you know, before and after.
the at least Irving Joe's experience, and it was beautiful. His mom was there, whole family, and this Saturday at 12 noon, noon to 3 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, it's the Anais L. Smith and Councilman Ernest L. Smith People's Track and Field Day Kickball. I think the kickball tournament is male versus female. There'll be a tug of war, game, truck, food, water balloon, toss, relay race, free school supplies, prizes, East Cleveland, Martin Luther King Civic Center at 14801 Shaw Avenue in East Cleveland, Ohio 44112. So what I'm going to do is get my butt on the phone line and answer some of these calls, because there are folks calling in and they're probably upset that I have not gone to the phone line yet. So 216-848, how you doing out there?
How you doing, Al, Mr. Porter? This is Major Tubbs.
I'm alive.
See y'all.
What's happening, Major Tubbs?
I'm just, Hello?
What's going
Hello?
On? You hear me?
I'm just calling in to listen to your talk show. You know, I always got to say something, at least something, you know.
Right.
I'm just remind people to come on out tomorrow. We already got a few people already casted. It's looking real good, too. So we're looking for a few
nice.
More people, you know, to be a part of this C-Town, original C-Town movie. What the game means for everybody. And it really is what the game is for everybody. We doing our business at from 3 to 5 at Cleveland Heights Library.
Nice.
I'm just saying Cleveland Heights Library. I ain't putting no address. You can't miss it. Cleveland Heights is the biggest library, basically going toward EC before you hit EC. It's the, you can't miss it. Matter of fact, they named a theater after Obama. That's connected to it.
Oh, okay.
So. East Cleveland, well, not East Cleveland, Cleveland Heights Library, and from 3
mm-hmm.
to 5, and I'd like to see everybody come out and see what you got. Besides that, me and FA are getting ready for this this showcase for Atlanta. That's going to be big. I'll give you more details on that.
Okay.
And besides that, just check out, you know what I'm saying, new up-and-coming music. You know, I've been keeping y'all waiting on my album. I've been doing it for a reason, so I'm just going to keep y'all waiting. It's going to come out this year. I promise you that. It's coming out this year. You know what I'm saying? But in the meantime, take a moment to have my FA. You got another mixtape on the way. From that being said, check out this tape from then to now. It's up-and-coming one that's coming out. It's called New Old School. So, be ready for that one. And we got some videos coming out there for y'all, too. We're going to surprise you with that, because I know we have to be putting a lot of stuff, video footage and stuff like that. We getting our stuff up and running, you know what I'm saying? It's stepping stones for, you know what I'm saying, for us. But in the meantime, though, we still out here live, you know, some strong and stuff like that. At the same time, though, Cleveland Stand Up, Propriety ENT, you know, we expanding all out, you know. We might have some new members, you know what I'm saying, be added to the label also. So y'all check out for that. And, I mean, they only some dope artists, too. So
then may you definitely enjoy the rest of this program.
Yeah. So with that being said,
thank you.
Before I get off the phone, supporter, let me do this. Whoever took Wednesday to the BMA headquarters, I got a nice way of showing you guys how to make money. Basically, save your gas and electricity. Basically, not spend your money on gas and electricity. Basically, get it free. Plus, you can get a check. So I'm gonna show whoever show up to the headquarters Wednesday. At 6 o'clock, it's an awful opportunity. So I'm here to uplift, you know, some people, some stuff like that, you know. But right now, people is low on income. You know what I'm saying? You see it. You know what I'm saying? We can't keep on having vultures collect. Vultures collect. You know what I'm saying? In our urban areas and everything, still ain't nobody really doing nothing about it, you know what I'm saying, but the BMA family.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to step it up to the plate and everything. I got some things I want to add and bring to the table. So whoever interested, come on out, because this will help a lot of people that's part of the C-Town movement.
Thank you.
All right.
I'm looking forward to seeing you. And definitely hold a line, brother.
Yep.
As we move on, ain't no problem. As a matter of fact, let me make sure it's more official.
this coming Wednesday. See you at 6 o'clock alongside Brother Major Taps at the Black Man's Army Black on Black Crime Meeting Space. That'll be Wednesday starting at 6 p.m., 15415 Kiplin Avenue off Ivanhoe 44110 between East and the Clare Intersection. Euclid Avenue, you can catch the number 1 or the number 37 bus and get off there, or the number 28 bus and get off at Ivanhoe and Euclid. That's a further walk, so make sure you got water down on that trip. As well as the fact that at 7:15 p.m., around 7:15 p.m., I will be retiring my Black Man's Army BMA medallion and a couple of other things. And the reason being is because one of our longtime members by the name of Lloyd Robinson, he passed, and his lady, Darlene Gibbs, she turned in his medallions and other things like that. He was a senior meeting in order to keep that name and legacy alive. Brother Sergeant Major Stokes will be speaking on Brother Lloyd's legacy, and I will be awarded the chance to at least wear some of Brother Lloyd's stuff and keep it going in the community, because we want to keep it moving forward, and I appreciate Darlene for doing that. We've got a couple of phone callers. We got to get them in. I do want to say that last Wednesday, the Hip Hop Remix 45 Years in the Making Music Conference, that was held with Joseph Motley Jr. for Black House Sound, Sergeant Major Stokes, Black Man's Army, ADX, Dollar Bill from Urban Survival, Sheena Parker, DJ Tech, the Hip Hop Award-winning multiple awards show for his legendary hip-hop and R&B on the 216 block. Definitely, I got to go to the sign-in sheet from some of those who were there, like Patricia Roll of OPN, Damon Johnson, Camille Johnson, Michael Hall, Raw Solo, Miss Cinnamon Irving from Spice It Up ENT, Mr. Powers from Black House Sounds, CEO. All of us received the free Final Call newspaper, Brown Report newspaper. DeLaRan Jackson, who co-created the Ohio Hip-Hop Awards, spoke, although he came just to support, and we spoke on hip-hop history. Ground regional artists, more on that in a few weeks. DJ Tech has more actions in the future because of that event, so stay tuned because of that as I go down here and try to see. We've had some people on the phone line. I appreciate that. 216-632, you're on live. How you doing out there? 216-632, what's on your mind?
I guess if I take myself off of mute, you might hear me.
Good afternoon, probably.
Good evening. It would help. It definitely would help. It would help even more if I knew my
yes,
own number. Good evening, everybody.
What?
Good evening.
Mm-hmm.
This is Tina Hobson, a.k.a. I am a superwoman. Okay, of the award-winning and award-nominated I Am a Superwoman
right.
radio network.
And how what's going on with you?
Oh,
I'm doing well. What about you?
There's so much going on that, you know, I'm adopting this motto, don't bring me no bad news. So in order for people to receive that, I have to give it. I have to not give any bad news. And what that does to me is allows me to build my faith with prayer and maybe even fasting if that's what the Lord asked me to do. But just getting more in my word, in the word of God, and following his commandments, not mine.
Same here.
You know, life happens. Life has been happening, but I'm still here. That's the thing about it. I'm still here. No matter what has been going on, and it's like, I guess for the last year, I've been like not so visual, but I've still been vocal. I've still got my radio show. I'm still writing books. I'm process of writing in my seventh one right now, helping others. That's what I'm all about. Whether I do it in person, whether I do it on social media, whether I do it anonymously, no matter how I do it, giving is the gift that keeps on giving.
Mm-hmm.
Because God, the Bible says, give and it shall be given back to you. You know,
wow.
Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. You know, the word says it's better to give than to receive. But we want to receive, too. That's the humanness in us. But, you know, just going back to that faith of a mustard seed, that he's going to make everything all right, is what I'm doing my best to live by and not become so overwhelmed with the pressures of life. And so that's where I'm at.
That is beautiful.
Yep.
And I had read earlier about all of these awards that you had been nominated for, and I believe this is like the last that night probably or evening that people can actually go through and
probably
vote
until midnight, because all of the
okay.
votes are going into Augusta, the Augusta, Atlanta, Georgia area, and they're the same time as we are there, Eastern Standard Time also. And let me explain this a little bit. The Spin Awards. Last year, I came home with two. Best co-host and best radio station. That was a blessing.
Mm.
That was a
yes,
blessing.
It was.
I was nominated for four, and I brought home two. And the thing is, these awards are not mine. These nominations, Al, they're not mine. They're not. They don't belong to me. I'm just the keeper of the trophy,
mm-hmm.
because I know, without a shadow of a doubt, that I wouldn't have won anything if it hadn't been for my guests and my audience,
mm-hmm.
especially my audience.
Got you.
You know, I can have a guest, but it's not guaranteed that I'm going to have somebody there to listen or to watch. Okay, so.
Wow.
I'm totally appreciative of anybody who takes the time to watch the I Am a Superwoman radio show. And I say watch because we've moved from Blog Talk Radio. We moved
mm-hmm.
from Spreaker. God gave me the message that people want to see what they hear. So we're
mm-hmm.
on Be Live TV, which is a connects with Facebook Live. So you can still see us on Facebook Live. But it's more of a interview type setting. It's like we're sitting right there together. And one
Got
person
you.
Can be in Jamaica, the other can be here in Cleveland. And it's working. My numbers have grown. They really, really have. So I'm really proud of that. And this year, for the second year, I'm now being nominated. We're being nominated for seven awards.
Wow.
The way you can vote as many times as you want to. You don't, some platforms, some award show, you have to vote for every single category, whether you know the people or not. This one, oh my God,
mm-hmm.
it's not like that. You just vote for who you want to and skip the rest. And the way you can go
mm-hmm.
to the polls is www.thespinawards.com/vote. And the Spin Awards are specifically for the radio personalities and radio stations play gospel music. It's not for the artists.
Mm.
It's for the DJs, the radio stations, the podcasters, those who interview and play gospel music. And Al, it's such an honor. I mean, it is an honor. Because I'm running against mainstream headliners like Donnie McClurkin and Erica Cassidy of Mary Mary and Griff the comedian. You know, this ain't no just half put on type award show. This is the stellar
right.
award.
And when I saw the names, I said, "Wow, it's a blessing."
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So. And then in February, I've been nominated for Best Radio Show and for the Music Gospel Awards in Texas, the Texas Music Gospel Awards. So God just keeps on blessing me. The gift that keeps on giving.
Amen.
The gift that keeps
on
giving.
That's right. And so I'll tell you what, if you give too many of us too much to do, we might not do anything. So we just focus on, for right now, the Spin Awards tonight.
Okay.
And the voting process for that. I'm just saying, I know people because I'm one of them. And so if I already know some of my folks, let's just keep it simple. We'll keep it very simple, and we know what to do and to at least add in our vote on that. And again, I have to say thank you very much for just being you.
Well, I'm proud to be able to represent the state of Ohio, the area of Northeast Ohio, the county of Cuyahoga, and my city, Maple Heights.
That's it. You do your thing. And again, that's before I go, www.thespinawards.com. And that's www.thespinawards.com. And again, thank you very much for just doing what you do.
God bless you, Alan. Don't you stop doing what you're doing. All right.
Hey, I'll do my best not to, and may you have a very, very blessed evening.
Bless you, too. Bless Mama Porter, too.
Okay, I'll make sure she gets that one.
Okay.
We appreciate you.
All right.
As a matter of fact, you are welcome. Wow, we have a lot of people holding the line. Wow, I got about 3 minutes, some odd seconds and change, so I better go to 216-820 because I'm sure they didn't just call in to hear me run my mouth. So 216-820, how are you?
How you doing out there, Mr. Porter? This is Mr. Powers.
What's on your mind, Mr. Powers?
Well, I'll tell you what's on my mind. You know what I'm saying? First and foremost, I just came through just to give, you know what I'm saying, a few words of wisdom to, you know what I'm saying, to remind certain people certain things, okay? Number one, if you have an issue with the person, don't sit up there and hold your feelings in and then let time linger on, then start campaigning to other people and then turn around and try and talk to them about it. That's a coward move. That's the first thing. And secondly, if there's something that you want, you should speak on it. You know what I'm saying? You should tell them exactly what it is that you want. And third and finally, if a person is doing something that is not affecting you or where you live, where you lay your head at night, it should not be bothering you. If you waste your life and time and energy worrying about what the next person is doing, you ain't doing nothing but bringing your own self down. So in conclusion, what I want to say is this, okay? Closed mouths don't get fed, and you need to stay in your lane before you get ran over. That's the only thing I'm saying to that person, individual in particular, not no one on this station, not even to the host himself, you know what I'm saying? I'm just letting it be known to anybody out there. They need to hear this and recognize that, hey, the choices you make are the choices you take. And if you take the wrong ones, then, hey, you get the bad results.
Thank you so much, because that is nothing but wisdom. And we appreciate that coming from Mr. Powers, the CEO of Black House Sounds.
Exactly. And before I get on, I just want to remind everyone that we do have a show coming up September 1st. You know what I'm saying? For more information, I will give you that next week on the show. So until then, keep on rocking Cleveland, because Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. And also, log on to Joseph Molly Jr. on YouTube and check out that new Lift Every Voice video. That video is sensational. It's hot.
Yeah, it is.
And it's must-see. So please log on to that. Once again, Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. I am Mr. Power, CEO of Black House Sound, the host with the most, and Black House Sound makes real Cleveland music. I'm out.
Man, we appreciate that. As a matter of fact, what I'll do is take a break and be right back.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Outboard, got the news, kill, stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Outboard, got the news, kill, stay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. If knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Outboard, got it locked for an hour block. And kill, stay, got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in the Al Porter Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Uber Chrome concerts, ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't ask deny my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill, stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. We put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill, stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. We put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill, stay on the beat. Yeah.
From the third professional release of Sheriff Kilroy, that was from the CD called Black House Sounds Presents. Sheriff Kilroy, the artist on that doing the theme song, Kill Say Mars. I'm going to at least take maybe 1.5 minutes, yeah, about 1.5 seconds to see all these ones that popped up. You have something that you can say in a couple of minutes as we end out on your phone call? Go at once. Going twice. And as I leave out, sometimes they make it so easy, and I appreciate y'all when you do. I can leave out and at least say that it was an honor last Thursday being at East Cleveland Councilman and City Leader Nate Martin's Day celebration, where they had plenty of food. They had guest appearances by County Executive Armand Buttigieg, Senator Kenny Yuko, Judge Melody Stewart, and the Northeast Ohio Young Black Dems, and Ernest L. Smith, Vice President of City Council, spoke, but he did call out Armand Buttigieg and others to speak to all residents, not just come in there for a couple of minutes spiel, but answer questions. I think you had Beverly Goldstein, District 11 Congress, Man in the Street read two proclamations, one from our group and one from City Council, which I thought was very nice because it was Nathaniel Martin who presented a proclamation to the East Cleveland, from the East Cleveland City Council to the Hip Hop Workshop a few years back. When I say a few years back, I think it was about 3 years beforehand, where he recognized that we had started out in East Cleveland and we're doing great things. I know Kilbane for Judge was there, school board members, Reverend Pinckney gave a proclamation herself. National Action Network was, as I leave out, I just want to say there are a lot of events and things going on. Please feel free to join those things and get together with each other and at least start to build something up. If we can do that, we will be A-OK and we'll be all right. So I can tell you one thing. I do know that they'll announce that next week for September the 1st, or Black House Sounds will be performing. And also there's a hip-hop workshop on September 1st that day as well. Featured will be the Black Women's Commission of Cuyahoga County. Kimberly F. Brown, Brown Report Newspaper, will be special guests at the workshop. Alicia Kirkman, Mothers and Fathers of Unity, as well as number 3 on the list, Ron Day, the prophecy from none other than Alabama. Yep, so that's what we're working on for, if I'm not mistaken, 1899 Main Classroom Building, which is Cleveland State University, large room number 136. You can enter from Chester or Euclid off of East 22nd. So I just want to thank everybody who tuned in, took the time, and may everybody stay safe. And please, with a lot of knowledge that came through this entire program,
use it. Don't be afraid to. Don't be selfish. Feel free to share knowledge. I thank you. Peace.